I guess if you sail a boat, you have to know a little about math, arithmetic, and all. Or is it?
Yes and no. My daddy, I had an uncle, and I don't imagine he had over a third grade education.
Oh.
And you didn't fool with him with no boat. He knew what he was doing. In land or out at sea, it would have been no different. He knew what he was doing. He could snatch a boy and sail a boat. And the most all them old boys could. Most every one of them old boys could sail a boat because it didn't make no difference whether they had an education or not. They knew that boat.
I guess they just grew up. That's probably the best.
Just learned it just by the hard way. And
Did you ever belong to any kind of clubs or anything much around here, or social organizations?
Not too much. I never cared much about that. I joined one thing, spent a lot of time and money with it, a hunting club. And we bought and had deer and turkey and quail. Squirrels of different kind of stuff like that brought in here, and got it all ready. And I never did even go hunting at all.
Hmm.
But I helped to finance the thing, and we got deer and turkey and stuff like that in here. But I never have even went hunting on it at all.
You were talking about some of the game. What kind of game do y'all have down here?
Just quail and turkey and squirrel and deer. And now we've got panther.
Oh.
Yes, sir. We've got them now here. And you know, just coon, possum, polecats, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We've got that. Pretty good. Bunch of stuff like that.
Do they have different kinds of squirrels?
Well, the fox squirrel and the cat. They call the cat squirrel and fox squirrel.
And you mentioned that you like to fish. What kind of fish would you have in there?
Well, we have a variety of all kinds of fish. Now, if you want to go deep sea fishing, well, you can go right out here and go with my boat, and you catch snapper and what have you out there. If you want a bottom fish, and if you want a troll fish, you catch a mackerel, king mackerel, and sword, well, all kind of variety of everything.
Do they do any commercial fishing?
Yes, sir.
What do they use it? What do they use the fish for?
Well, outside in the Gulf, that's what they fish for.
Do they fish for any shrimp or oysters?
Oh yeah, you have now. Eloise done away with our oysters. Over the world, Choctaw Bay had the finest flavored oysters, I believe, in this anywhere up and down this coast. And Eloise done away with them, but they're coming back. I mean, it killed every one of them. You couldn't go out there and get a one. And you go out there, and then I've been down there and get on the bar an hour and a half time, we'd get just as many as a 14-foot skiff boat to haul, carry with us in big oysters. And Eloise done away with them, but they're coming back now.
Oh, now, did that hurricane affect the shrimp or anything?
Well, shrimp goes and come. Now, you see it, they travel. But you always have to stay where he's at. But shrimp, it didn't affect them too much. However, this bunch of people over here at Panama City that had that shrimp farm,
mm-hmm.
Well, it tore it all to pieces and washed it, got, and all the shrimp went out in the bay. They lost every bit of it, but I'll say the government financed them again or something. Deal like that, financed them again, and they're back in business again. They're raising them over there. It's a shrimp that come from Japan. I believe they're raising them over there, and